Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
So, come on into my house and let's get it done. Let's get it done. Get it done, Rosie, right. You can reach into my house by phone and dial 1-888-767-4348. And when that line picks up, it goes into this long paragraph dissertation about our COVID-19 protocol. Let me give you a clue. Just hit one, skip that, and you'll get Jennifer. Jennifer will pick up the phone, find out what your question is, and we'll get to you just absolutely as quick as we can. If you are a subscriber to our weekly newsletter at Rosie on the House, you know the topic for this hour is getting that roof ready for the monsoon. Now, let me just share with you the history of roofs in Arizona just for a little bit, okay? When Arizona went through its longest period of expansion, of in-migration, was shortly after the invention of air conditioning and the end of World War II, where many of the guys were stationed at Luke and experienced how great a place this was to live. And in the 40s and 50s, we didn't have enough builders here to meet the demand for housing that we found. So the guys and gals that ended up being the builders of those homes generally came from someplace else, California or the Midwest or Northeast. And they got here and decided, well, it never rains here. So the last thing we have to worry about is what to roof the house with. Let's just throw the cheapest possible thing we can find over the top of the roof, and everything will just be fine.
But because of the lack of rain, it actually creates more water problems because of the water inconsistency. You know, if you look at the soils, when it rains, they get wet, they expand. When it dries, you can see it cracking and shriveling up. Well, that same thing is happening on your roof and the underlayment that is your waterproofing agent. It just dries out, and that water comes, cools it off, contracts, expands through the heat. And because a lot of our rain comes quickly, you know,
the monsoon summer rains,
and we get a lot quickly,
come packed with a punch.
You know, gutters are overlooked in a lot of cases, but you know, you can see it. You can get a ton of water displaced against your home really quickly, where you know, you probably should have that guttered and channeled away from your foundation.
Many a rain gutter salesman in Phoenix in the 50s starved to death. many. I mean, that was the last thing in the world anybody ever thought of. Rain gutters. Really?
In Arizona.
In Arizona. You know. But we get rain, generally speaking, in two varieties. The monsoon, microburst, horizontal, hard driving, large drops. That creates a whole different challenge than our soft 2-day January winter soaking rains. Two completely different situations that have to be addressed completely different. And in my 50 years of building and remodeling in Arizona, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, the number one problem I'm dealing with in solving someone's problem at their house has to do with water. I mean, it's not a second place issue, doesn't even come close. It's because we builders in the 50s and 60s underestimated what we have to do to protect a home with its roof and with its exterior coating. We began to realize this as we saw the repairs that we were doing in the 60s and 70s. New technologies came out. And in the 80s and 90s, we really began to get our act together. But one of the first things you're going to want to do, and as I talk y'all through this, checking your roof for monsoon, feel free to call us. The calls always load up towards the end of the show. We've said something that's triggered a thought, and you say, well, I'll just wait to the end of the show. Many times, we have so many callers stacked up at the end of the show, we can't answer your question because we have to clear the lines for the next show to start, and they're a call-in show. So if you've got something you want to talk about, give us a ring now, 1-888-767-4348, and we'll put our experience to work for you as best we can.
And remember, hit one when the auto attendant answers, and I'll bypass the message, get you right into the studio. Text questions to 411-923 and email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture for
Oh, that helps a lot.
A little visual aid on whatever you're trying to tackle on your home, castle, or cabin.
That's a great call. Let's talk about getting those roofs ready for monsoons. And I know I'm talking to a lot of you when I ask you, was your roof replaced about 10 years ago? Remember the October hailstorm that came through and caused damage in Maricopa County to 150,000 homes? 150,000 homes were damaged with that hailstorm. Many of you got new roofs. Many of you got new air conditioners. My air conditioning partners and my roofing partners were so worried about all the roofs and air conditioners they were replacing, they figured they were going to have to go through a recession for 10 years because all these units were prematurely retired or damaged. That didn't really occur, but if your roof is 10 years old, dating back to that hailstorm, now is about the time you need to start paying attention to your roof. Any new roof installed correctly should give you a good 10-year worry-free period, except foam roof. You've got to do a little bit more often inspection on the foam roof. I like foam, but truth to tell, it can be one of the higher maintenance roofs for a flat roof. But let's just look at a typical pitched roof that's got a 3-tab asphalt shingle or a concrete tile roof. At 10 years, there's a great chance that the sun and the heat of the Arizona desert floor has aged the elasticity out of those products to the point that the UV and the dry air literally sucks the elasticity out of those tar products the same way it sucks elasticity out of the skin on your body. And after 10 years of living up there on the roof in 110, 115 degree weather, is about the time you need to start backing up, looking at your roof and seeing, am I missing any shingles? Look particularly in the valleys and along the outside edges. Because as that shingle gets more and more brittle, the more prone it is to be lifted up off the roof by one of these summer monsoon microbursts, horizontal wind powers that can approach hurricane strength, 60, 70, sometimes 80 miles an hour. Okay? Are you missing a couple shingles? Now's probably the time you want to address that now. Are a couple of your clay tile have some palm fronds been blown down or roof limbs blown down or people servicing equipment on your roof cracked some of the tile? The concrete tile on your roof, take a look. Get back as far as you can and observe it from the ground. We don't generally recommend, unless you're trained to do so, to get up and walk around on your roof. That's what we call conditions conducive for a hospital visit. And we don't like promoting that. So at 10 years, you might want to take a look at your receipts. Or if you had HomeZada, you could just simply log on to HomeZada and see who did your roof. And contact those people and say, you know, at 10 years, I think it's time for you to come out and at least just walk my roof and take a look. Once you start that routine, you ought to have that done about every 3 to 5 years. Because the last thing you want in those driving rains of the summer monsoons is to be sitting there watching Jeopardy, have the monsoon hit, and you hear drip, 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 drip. And we'll talk a little bit later in this hour, if that does happen, there is a right and a wrong thing to do. But right now, this time of year, is the time, if you have a relationship with the roofer that installed your roof, to have them come out and take a look at it.
And Rosie had mentioned HomeZada. You know, that is only, that's not to say if you get it for your home, it's going to know everything about your home. It doesn't know anything about your home. It only knows what you put into it. It's a home maintenance app that we help use to digitally help control and organize files for our home, set reminders for specific maintenance items, plan projects, help finance the home, projections. And, you know, it has a learning ability, so it can tell you, in the roofing, for example, let's say we install a new roof now today. Well, and it's got a 30-year warranty. It'll help you project that cost of replacement at that time, and it uses real-time data from other records. As the prices and inflation goes up, it'll adjust accordingly, so you can see on your timeline, you know, when your new roof is done, here's what you're going to need to be prepared to invest. And it's not an exact, obviously you won't get an exact number till you get a roofing contractor out there to estimate, but because it does go off of real-time input that's happening, you know, how many times say, well, I bought that 30 years ago for this. Well, yeah, it was 30 years ago. Now it costs that. You know, so it doesn't keep you in a mindset of, well, I've got this for $20,000 this time. That's all it's going to cost me next time. Well, next time it might be $28,000. And you add up all the different features in your home, you know, some very significant money. So it's a tool we found and helped use. You go to rosieonthehouse.com/app. There is one part of it that is free. That's the inventory side. Then there's a $5 a month charge that unlocks the maintenance, the projects, the financing, and all the things to help regularly keep up your home, castle, or cabin. And then you just type Rosie in when you sign up, and that'll save you 25% off of that.